You know, the morning after Ivan passed was something else, you know. People say when they step out the door, who had door to step out of, everything was quiet, quiet and unreal. One fella tell me he looked wrong in slow motion. He say he really didn't expect to see what he see. He couldn't believe his eyes. So he looked at everything twice. He say hearing it the night before was one thing, but seeing it the morning after was something else. The whole place looked like somebody dropped a bomb on it. Grenada looked like the La Bass in Trinidad, the garbage dump, where they just spread out the garbage. But in a strange way, everything looked the same, mashup and no roof. Like it was a new style of architecture. Like some of them flat roof city you just see in the Far East. So you could imagine no water, no electricity, no roof. And if you see galvanized scatter all over the place as far as the eye could see galvanized, twist up and bend up like somebody take them and tie them up in a knot, then throw them up in the air like was New Year's celebration. Thanks to Ivan, a lot of people find out they had termites. If you see old wood Ivan exposed, it's a lucky thing Ivan blow down some of them house, you know, because someday it might have fallen them and killed them dead. And don't talk about agriculture. A fella say it's going to take about 10 years, at least 10 years, for agriculture to come back the way it was before the hurricane. Cocoa tree, nutmeg tree, banana tree, all kind of tree, flat on the ground. And those that standing, not a leaf. You ever see trees fall upwards? Well, in Granitang, tree fall upwards. They didn't fall down, they fall up. And the ground like it burn, like Ivan sandblast every little piece of green it could see and just leave the earth bare. All over the island was the same thing. Ivan lick up the place, boy, was a disaster. But what to follow was worse. Because plans was not in place to handle the size of the mash-upness. In the first place, you couldn't find who was in charge. Because the emergency operations center get mashed up and they had to find another location. Plus, everybody else up on their own house, seen by their own place and their family. So was roof gone, house gone, trees gone, crops gone, hotel gone, police and army gone, emergency operation out of commission, so organization gone, and not only that, no communication. Because the radio station and the TV off the air and very few battery-operated radios available. That's another thing. You must have battery-operated solar or wind-up radio in times of crisis and current gone. They had to get help from CBC Radio 900 quite in Barbados to broadcast information to Grenada. Even the prisoners gone because the jail mashup and a lot of them just walk out and go by their home to see what happened. I hear a few tell the Prime Minister, "Don't worry, sir, we're going back later." And you know they go back in truth. Yeah, they go back, except for a few bad ones who run away to St. Vincent, but they catch them eventually. You see what I mean when I say you have to have your plan in place for the morning after the disaster? You must expect a breakdown in communication, plenty rumors, injured people, a shortage of food, and looters. But the people in charge have family too, the police and army too. So it's a natural thing for them to want to know what's going on with their family. That is why the policy must be that these kind of personnel and them must have special arrangements made for their family before the hurricane so that they don't have to worry about them when hurricane going on because they know it have people looking after them. The same thing happened in Trinidad. The same thing happened in Trinidad with them fellas who working on the oil rig out in the sea. When hurricanes start threatening, a lot of them start to make noise, say they want to go show and secure their family. I think the company had to send a special set of people to look after their family. So, with the disaster command temporarily disorganized and having to relocate, it takes a while to get any kind of local authority in place. And it's then the bacchanal start, boy, looters. You know looters like termites? You know how when rain falls, termites just turn rain fly and just appear? Well, it's just so the looters turn looter. Just so. People say they get hungry, no food distributing, so they start to loot. They break into them food store and supermarket and warehouse and start to move out food like if them is bashak ants. You ever see them big ants carrying leaf? Well, if you see that, you see looters. If you see them. No, you don't mind if it was only food they're taking because they say they're hungry. But they start to move out fridge and stove and microwave, computer, appliances, furniture. That is nothing to eat and not even to sell. Because who have money after hurricane to buy anything? And where they bringing them? It didn't have no current and they didn't have no house to hide them in because remember, looters' house get blown away too. So it's bush they're hiding them in, bush. Was like some of them thought the revolution sat again, you know. But wasn't quite sure who was revoluting against who, but they joined anyway. Some of them shouting, "It's we time now, it's we time now." And what they couldn't loot, they mash up. Mash up for bad mind. Was like a madness, boy. So a lot of business couldn't reopen even if they wanted to because the looters mash up the equipment. Looters put plenty people out of work in Grenada, boy. One fella loot a microwave and spent the whole day trying to get radio Grenada on 80 hours of radio. And you know they had a real shortage of battery-operated radio in Grenada. That's another story all by itself. You know the difference between a looter and a thief is that a thief does take what he wants, but a looter don't want what he take. But one thing the looting show him is that they still have some serious divisions in Grenadian society, and the leaders have to do something about it soon too. Anyway, thank God the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit and the Trinidad and CARICOM Army people arrive and take over and start to run things. Otherwise, them looter would have make Ivan look like a joke. In the middle of all this now, me and my brother decide to go and check out with Auntie Thelma to see what's really going on with her. At this hotel, we do that. As we drive in the yard, we see Auntie Thelma sit down on a stool in the middle of the yard with your three dog wrong. She like when you sit down to milk cow. Auntie Thelma roof falling and she say she can't leave because she afraid looters. So we had to spend a whole day getting Auntie Thelma organized. Eh? You think it's two pieces of wood Auntie Thelma had in she house? When we finish, we say, Auntie Thelma, you sure it's not two houses you had here, girl? All this wood could not have come from one house, you know. In the meantime, you're hearing all kind of story. Everybody want to tell you a story. Everybody want to tell you who gone. Like they're making a movie called Gone with the Wind. If you hear them, boy, courthouse gone. Convent gone. Presentation College gone. Anglican Church gone. Scots Cook so gone, only the steeple standing. Catholic Church gone. Mash up. And they have to wet it because it make with asbestos. And that go spread cancer all over Grenada. So I say, what they wetting the church for? His tongue they have to wet, because right now Ivan spread the church all over the tongue. If you hear the amount of place people telling you gone. Now this word gone during hurricane have different dimensions. So you have to go and check for yourself. When a man tell you your roof gone, it could mean only galvanized gone and ceiling boards and rafters remain. Or galvanized and ceiling board gone but rafters remain. Or galvanized ceiling board and rafters gone. Or galvanized ceiling board rafters and also the concrete gone. And all you're seeing is sky. That is when your roof really gone. So you know roof was the hottest topic in town because almost everybody had some kind of damage to the roof. They say about 90% of the houses get damaged. And people start arguing about building standards and which roof stand up better than which roof. And how them old time roof was better. And it's better you have concrete flat roof. Never mind, it does keep you hot. And how they lock the tiles properly. That's why the tiles fly away. And don't talk about galvanized. Child, I hear so much about galvanized. I could be a Caribbean Disaster Emergency Response Agency consultant right now. I hear folks talking about galvanized profile and galvanized gauge and galvanized length and galvanized thickness and how it should screw down and not nail down and it shouldn't have no overlap. So I say to myself, boy, it's like everybody know more about galvanized than the government and the builders. Of course, the squatters didn't mind, eh? Because while everybody talking, they're busy picking up galvanized and wood from everybody's house to fix theirs. So don't let anybody tell you that people did not start building back right away. Some of them squatter houses will end up 10 times stronger than before Ivan. Never mind the roof have about 10 different color and shape galvanized on it and look like it belong in Disney World. Only thing is, some of them build back in the same dangerous place and that is asking for trouble. When you're building for hurricane, it's two things you must have, good location and good construction, or else it's goodbye. By this time, now everybody outside Grenada trying to find out what's going on. I was getting information from a nephew Shea in Washington, and he been getting it from Grenada, from someone who had a ham radio. So imagine Washington had news and Trinidad did not have nothing. Next thing you know, the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit land in Grenada, first ones to arrive, and swing into action, trying to get things organized. And before you know it, boy, it was CARICOM to the rescue. Everybody starts sending help, from Little Anguilla right up to Bahamas. Then Trinidad TV gone in with the Army and Coast Guard and send back a set of videos showing how bad Grenada mashup. And next thing you know, every Tom, Dick and Lal Singh get on TV talking about hurricane and CARICOM and humanity and helping Grenada and only playing themselves and wouldn't get off the TV and let people watch the video. Anyway, boy, plenty trainees decide to go and see for themselves what happened to Grenada. So one set start organizing box and bag and clothes and relief and opening account for money. And the next set start organizing boat. The day after Ivan, a girl called Marian passed by me and tell me how it have two boats going Grenada, one named Challenger and the other one named Native Spirit. And if I organize a box quick, I could send it to Grenada. So I say, you sure it going to reach Grenada? I hear everything that land in Grenada getting thief. She said, not to worry, they have things organized. This time, people from all over Trinidad sending box to the port with things for Grenada, if you see box. The trouble was to get it to Grenada, and when it get there, to get it to the people who needed it the most. And at that time, the Army and Coast Guard did not get in yet to take full control. So I packed my little box and I sent it on Challenger. Well, boy, that is another story. I tell a fella called Ryan, if you see anybody who don't look like a thief, to tell them to tell my brother it have a box somewhere in the set of boxes with his name on it to go and look for it. Ryan tell me all box with name on it going to a place called Tantine to tell my brother go there. When my brother gone there, after a fella who did not look like a thief tell him it have a box there for him, the box disappear. Tantine people say them ain't see no box. By this time now, all kind of boat head for Grenada. Coast Guard, Army, private yacht, fishing boat, all kind of people say they're going to help. But remember, things ain't organized. Down in Grenada was real bacchanal. So when they reach, they find the place mash up and people thiefing anything they get their hands on, including all the relief box on them. They even say how it had pirate who taken over boat with box as they enter the harbor. Was real drama, but you know what training like to lie. So I say, boy, I sure his pirate take me box. But the most precious thing after food in Grenada was tarpaulin. Tarpaulin, because remember, everybody you have gone, if you see fight for tarpaulin. Everybody looking for tarpaulin. In no time at all, St. George's looked like tarpaulin tongue. Everybody had either blue or yellow or grey, but blue was the most popular colour. So much so, a few days after Ivan, when you fly over Grenada, it looked like everybody in Grenada had swimming pool. All you seen was blue, but was tarpaulin. Boy, I learned a lot about tarpaulin. You can't put up tarpaulin just so any old how. It have a special way to put on tarpaulin. If you don't put it on proper, next thing you know, it blow away or it gather water, and when you look up in your ceiling, it's like the house have one pampas. Like when I went by my friend Dodo to check out the house, if you see belly on the tarpaulin over Dodo's drawing room, I tell you, if that had bust, all now so are still swimming. We had to juke a little hole in it and drain all the water. Boy, Ivan was an education for everybody. People learn what you should do before a hurricane. People learn what you should do during a hurricane. And people learn what to expect after a hurricane. And as the days pass and people get over the shock and trauma and begin to face reality and realize how lucky some of them were, you could hear the occasional voice saying, boy, at least I ain't dead. And boy, it could have been worse. Because people realized that as bad as things were with them, it had others worse off. And as I move through the countryside, I see people cleaning and clearing and taking charge. Organizing yourself in groups to fix back roof and house and anything that needs fixing. Not like some I see in tongue, sit down watching Venezuelans and Trinis and Caricom people work, waiting on what Grenadians call OPL, other people labor. And every now and then you would hear people laughing. Yes, laughing. Folks laughing at themselves or at others. A laughter that reflected that spiritual strength that has made the people of the Caribbean a nation of survivors. Laughter has always been our way of dealing with the pain, you know. If you hear the jokes. A fella say, you see a man with a plate of food standing up on one leg. When you ask him, why you doing that? He say, boy, I want a balanced diet. And next one say, here, Ivan come from Italy. How they rename him? Ivan, Rufus, Wetus, Lutus, and Leftus. A girl say how during the hurricane, a fella run so fast that half hour after he reach home, he hear a knock on the door. When he check, is he shadow nor reach? But the best I hear is that after the hurricane, the relief people ask a girl how she doing. And in she true Grenadian accent, she say, boy, I still in shock, man. I in shock. So they say, she okay, man. She have house. You could hear heated argument about which was worse, Hurricane Janet or Hurricane Ivan. Or which water tastes better, Dominica, Barbados, St. Lucia, Trinidad, Antigua, or American water. Because in the end, people send Grenada so much bottled water that they could afford to choose. Some say they prefer the Grenadian water to all, especially the American water, because they find the American water too hard. And when I listen to the old talk, and I hear the laughter and the jokes, even in the midst of the depression, I know that under all that rubble and all that galvanized, the Grenadian spirit was still alive and well. And as I lie in my bed in the early stillness of the morning, and I hear the Anglican church bell in the distance chiming the hour, just as it always did during the years of my childhood in Grenada, as if to say, Ivan gone, but I'm still here. I know that Grenada would be all right. Just a matter of time. And guess what? 2 weeks after I sent it, my brother got a little box.